我想开头的时候哈，我们请弟兄姊妹先和我一起来读一些主的话。
Brothers and sisters, let's start reading the word of the Lord.
我们先看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们昨天读过了，我们再把它读一下，十六、十七节。
We'll read verse 16 and 17. We read this yesterday.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Redeeming the time, because the days are evil, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
然后我们请看创世纪
Genesis
第二章
Chapter 2
第十六十七节
Verse 16 and verse 17
耶和华神吩咐他说园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃因为你吃的日子
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die.
第三章
Chapter 3
第一节到第六节
Verse
1
to verse
6耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：“神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”女人对蛇说：“园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃，也不可摸。”免得你们死亡。蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮，你们便如神，能知道善恶。”于是女人见那树的果子好做食物，也悦人眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧。就摘下果子来吃了，又给她的丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Has God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden.God has said, You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate.She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
第四章
Chapter 4
创世纪第四章第一节到第四节
Genesis 4, 1 to 4
有一日那人和他妻子夏娃同房夏娃就怀孕生了该隐便说耶和华使我得了一个男子又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。
Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain.And said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought up the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering.
我们再看第五节的第一句。
The first part of verse 5.
只是看不中该隐和他的供物。
But he did not respect Cain and his offering.
好，我们圣经就暂时读这些。
We'll conclude our Bible reading for now.
我们昨天晚上已经和弟兄姊妹讲到了。
Yesterday, we have already spoken last night.
神创造时间。
God created time.
这个时间呢，对神来讲很重要。
Time is very important, therefore, to God.
对我们来讲也是非常的重要
and also very important for us.
因为神在这个整个宇宙中所有一切的计划和他所有的作为都在时间中完成。
Because God in time will accomplish his plan.
弟兄姊妹应该记得啊。
Brothers and sisters would remember.
我们讲到神创造时间在他创造时间里面最大的目的，第一个是得着人。
I mentioned yesterday that the most important reason for creating the purpose for creating time is to gain a group of people.
它不是得一个人，要得一群的人。
It is not to just gain one man, but a group of people.
然后第二件重要的事情。
The second important thing.
那么神把所有一切邪恶的事物都封闭在时间的里面。
That in time, God has enclosed all evil.
然后借这个时间的结束呢，把所有宇宙中一切邪恶的事物统统把它除掉。
And to cast out all evil at the conclusion of time.
弟兄姊妹，这是神创造时间对神来讲他所要做的最重要的两件事情。
Brothers and sisters, to God, this is the two most important purpose that God created time for.
那么对于人来讲呢?
How about for the perspective of man?
神的目的中有一个很大的心意。
God has a deep purpose in his purpose.
我们昨天讲了很简单,第一个就是让你得着永远。
We mentioned that yesterday, very simply put, to gain eternity.
当然这个是借着生命进来的我们有永生、啊、
This is through getting life, that eternal life.
然后呢他要在我们在一生的当中、啊、要追求让这个生命能达到丰盛。
Then in our lives, that we would pursue that this life might be more abundantly.
这是神在时间中对人的心意。
This is the desire of God for man in time.
我希望弟兄姊妹，我们里面有非常清楚的这个认识和看见、啊、
I wish that we would have very clear seeing and understanding within for this matter.
因为这些都在时间中最重要。
Because these are very important in time.
其他的东西呢，都是附带的。或者说呢，不重要。
Other things are either unimportant or they're added on.
所以在我们基督徒的一生里面，我们要把什么是最重要的，把它看清楚。
In the lives of a Christian, we need to be clear on what is the most important.
其他的东西呢，是可有可无的。
Other things could be there or perhaps not.
如果这样，你就抓住了你生命的意义。
If so,then we would grab hold of the purpose of life.
当然我们知道在我们、要追求这个丰盛的生命的过程当中、啊、
Of course, we know that in, the,、in pursuing this life,
我们知道要经过许多的艰难困苦的。
We would encounter a lot of difficulties and pain.
我们昨天讲了有四件重要的因素影响我们的因素你要把它记清楚。
Yesterday, we mentioned four things that we need to remember clearly.
第一个就是限制。
The first is constraint.
我们必须知道我们的一生是有限的。
We need to know that our lives are limited.
这个就是主要我们能够珍惜我们在地上的年日。
The Lord wants us to treasure the days that we have on this earth.
我们知道在上古时期啊。
We know at, in the beginning,
神曾经容许人呢、啊、可以活得很久，几百年，甚至活到将近一千年啊。
We know that God allows man to live for a long time, even unto almost 1,000 years.
但是因为人堕落了
，But because man fell,
神就发现呢，这个长时间的对人来讲没什么意义。
And God noticed that this long length of time is not very purposeful for man.
意思说呢，不需要活那么长。
In other words, it's not necessary to live for such a long time.
你只要活得有意义就可以了。
You just have to live a meaningful life.
意思你要能得着神所要你得着的。
That we would lay hold of what the Lord wants us to lay hold of.
那就够了。
That would be enough.
我想我们作为人呢，我们都想活长一点，对不对
？As people, we want to live longer.
但是你活得长，活得没有意义的话呢，那个长也没意义。
But if you live for a lengthy period of time, but there's no purpose, then that would be of no meaning.
我们要明白，神把这个我们的一生限制住了啊。
We need to understand that God has limited our days.
这是有神的美意。
There is a good will in him.
要叫我们更能够珍惜我们在地上这个短暂的年日。
That we can more treasure the limited number of days we have on this earth.
你一定要得着主所要你得着。
We have to lay hold of what the Lord wants us to lay hold of.
我希望主给我们有这个智慧，每个弟兄姊妹都明白这件事情。
I wish that the Lord will give us this wisdom that every brother and sister will understand this.
然后第二件事情呢，就神在时间中给我们许多的机会可以蒙恩。
The second is the Lord gives us many opportunities to receive grace.
我们讲过，你抓住了机会就是抓住时间。
We mentioned that if we seize the opportunity, then we have seized the time.
我们不说这一天我们做了很多事，我们读了很多书，哎呀，我们就觉得我们抓住时间了。
It's not that perhaps today we have read a lot of books, therefore we seized the time.
弟兄姊妹，你读了很多书，做了很多事，还是没抓住时间。
Brothers and sisters, or perhaps you did many things, or you read many books, that would still be on you.
神告诉我们，你乃是抓住神给你的机会。那个才是真正抓住时间。
That only if we seize the opportunities that God has given us, then we would have seized time.
你知道，从前我不懂这个。
In the past, I did not understand this.
那么我就想，我的时间怎么样能把它运用的最好，运用的最有效
？I thought how I could optimize my time and make it more efficient.
结果你怎么做，你还是不能满意。
But no matter how we do it, we cannot be satisfied.
后来主的话提醒我明白了。
Then the Lord's word reminded me and I would understand.
你只要抓住主给你的机会。
If we just grab hold of the opportunity that God has given you,
你的时间就有意义了。
Then your time would be with meaning.
主给我们很多的机会。
The Lord has given us many opportunities.
第三件事情
，The third matter，
我们的一生需要经过很多的考验。
In our lives, we would go through many testing.
为什么要经过考验呢
？Why do we go through testing？
神要得着真实的东西。
God wants to gain what is true.
所以我们基督徒啊，常常讲属灵的实际，属灵的实际，对吧
？For Christians, we often talk about spiritual reality.
不是道理。
It's not just a doctrine.
是要实际。
We need a reality.
怎么样能够得到实际呢
？How can we gain that reality?
要经过 事物来考验一下。
We need to be tested by matters.
我特别提到我们一生中间有很多所谓的关键时候。
I mentioned that there's a lot of critical moments in our lives.
有突发的事件出来的时候。
Something that just occurs.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这个时候是最重要的。
And that would be a moment, brothers and sisters, where it's critical.
在这个时候，如果我们的反应是正确的。
At that moment, if our response is correct,
你就会蒙福了。
Then we will be blessed.
否则你会造成很大的损失。
Otherwise, there will be a great cost.
另外呢，我们讲了这个时间就是一个记录啊。
I also mentioned that time is a record.
主把我们一生所有的通通记录下来。
The Lord has recorded our entire lives.
凡你在时间中你所做所讲所行的，通通把你记下来。
Whatever we have done, what we have said during in time, it will be recorded.
所以这是对我们也重要的提醒。
Therefore, this is also a great reminder for us.
希望我们的一生都是好的记录。
May our lives be recorded with good things.
更宝贵的是能够写在神的纪念册上。
More precious would be that the Lord will record that in the book of remembrance.
所以在时间中。
So in time.
对我们来讲，这四件事情是我们需要注意的。
We need to take notice of these four matters.
那么今天早晨这一堂呢。
This morning in this session,
开始我们要用圣经中的例子和弟兄姊妹来说明。
We would use examples from the Bible to explain to brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在创世纪人类最初期的时候。
In Genesis, at the beginning of human history.
也就是我们读经讲到这个先祖的时代。
And this is what we speak of the antediluvians.
神从那些人物身上呢，已经开始说明了一些原则来警戒我们。
God has already used these examples to lay out principles to warn us.
你读创世纪就知道，这些人的故事非常简单。
When we read Genesis, we know that these people's stories are very simple.
几乎我们读过一遍我们就知道了。
If we just read it once, we already know the story.
所以有很多基督徒觉得说，哎呀，这个故事我们不知道听了多少遍，我太了解。
So therefore, some Christians would say, "哎呀, these we have heard so many times."
你知道吗？这是神的恩典，神的怜悯。
We have to know this is God's grace and mercy.
因为他用最简单的故事告诉我们。
Because he used the simplest stories to tell us.
那么他是用最清楚的警戒告诉我们。
And he speaks to us using the clearest of warnings.
所以在先祖的时代的生活呢，好像黑是黑，白是白，很清楚的。
Therefore, during this time, it seems like black is black, white is white, and it's very clear cut.
神没有用很复杂的那个情形来说明。
God did not use something very complicated to explain.
那就是让我们容易记得，对不对？
So that we would easily remember.
让我们容易能够明白。
So that we could easily comprehend.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
感谢神，神是何等爱我们。
We thank the Lord. God loves us so much.
他完全体恤我们人的软弱。
He cares for our weaknesses.
所以他不为难我们。
So he does not make it difficult for us.
如果这个最简单的图画、最简单的故事我们都不能明白的话呢，那你只好自己负责了。
If we cannot even understand the simplest of stories, then we have to be responsible for ourselves.
我们知道在先祖的时代呢有四组人物啊。
We know that in the time before a flood, there are these four sets of people.
啊，那么第一个是亚当夏娃。
The first is Adam and Eve.
第二个是亚伯和该隐。
The second is Abel and Cain.
第三个是以诺。
The third is Enoch.
第四个是挪亚和他的一家人。
The fourth is Noah and his household.
我想我一讲这个，你们脑子里面立刻出现他们的故事，对不对？
I believe when I mention just these names, you immediately conjure up all their stories.
很简单很清楚的故事。
Very simple and very clear stories.
那么我现在呢把这四组人物呢分成两段来说啊。
I will separate these four groups of people into two parts.
今天早晨呢我们先讲亚当讲亚伯。
This morning we will speak of Adam.And also Abel.
晚上我们要讲这个以诺和挪亚。
And in the evening, we will speak of Enoch and Noah.
那么这两组呢，正好呢，一个是在短时间中的，一个在长时间中的。
And these two groups of people, one is in a short period of time, the other is during a lengthy period of time.
我们现在呢，先来看这个。亚当和夏娃的故事。
Let us first pay attention to Adam and Eve's story.
我们都知道亚当夏娃在那个最关键的时刻他们做了错误的选择。
We all know that Adam and Eve at that most critical moment they made the wrong decision.
其实神给他们机会。
In actuality, God has given them opportunity.
他们没有抓住神给的机会。
They did not grab hold of God's opportunity.
结果呢，他们陷在了魔鬼的那个迷惑的里面。
Therefore, they fell into the deception of the devil.
我们知道这是创世纪人类历史一开头的一个故事。
We know that this is a story in Genesis at the beginning of the history of man.
读圣经的人需要注意啊。
Those who read the Bible need to take heed.
圣经中头一次出现的事情都是最重要的事情。
The first time something happens in the Bible, it is the most important.
因为总的原则就在那里。
Because the principle lies there.
以后呢，发生很多的事情呢，大部分都不会脱开这个原则。
Things that happen later will not be disentangled from this principle.
我们都知道亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面犯了错误。
We all know that Adam and Eve, made an error in the Garden of Eden.
而是他们在关键的时候犯了错误。
And they made this error at a critical moment.
神造了 亚当，然后也造了夏娃。
God created Adam and then created Eve.
把他们放在伊甸园里面。
And placed them in the Garden of Eden.
我们不知道他们夫妻过了多少的时候。
We don't know how much time has passed as husband and wife.
突然有一天来了。
Suddenly, one day.
那么夏娃走到了伊甸园的中间。
Eve was walking near the center of the Garden of Eden.
你如果读这个故事啊，
When you read the story,
你会发现魔鬼老早在那里等候了。
You will notice that devil is already waiting there.
魔鬼一直在思想怎么样来破坏神的工作。
He is thinking of how to corrupt God's work.
我们知道他没有办法直接和神作对。
We know that he cannot directly go against God.
但是他现在发现一个机会啊，可以做在人身上。
But he found this opportunity to do it through man.
所以他就出来迷惑人。
Therefore he came to deceive man.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这里一个非常重要的提醒。
Here, there is a very important reminder.
人今天有很多时候选择上的错误是因为受到迷惑。
When man makes wrong decisions, often it is because we are deceived.
我们都知道我们的选择跟我们将来的目的有很大的关系。
We all know that our choices that we make has a lot to do with the future purpose.
我们看见夏娃在这里首先受到 迷惑。
We see here Eve first was deceived.
我们知道这个是今天呢仇敌手中啊最厉害的一个工具。
We know that today this is the instrument that is the most powerful that the enemy uses today.
你弟兄姊妹，你和我一起读一下这个启示录啊。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn with me to the book of Revelation.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这里说大龙就是那叫那古蛇名叫魔鬼又叫撒旦是迷惑普天下的。
So the great dragon, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world.
你看这个迷惑这个字啊就是欺骗。
Here the word deceives is to deceive.
对或者是误导啊。
Or to mislead.
就是用很多呢看起来好像是对的其实是错的。
To use many things that seem to be right, but actually are wrong.
那有的时候呢看起来是错的其实是对的。
Or sometimes it seems like it's wrong, but actually it's right.
这是仇敌手中最大的一个技巧。
This is a great scheme of the enemy.
这里告诉我们他是迷惑普天下人的。
Here it says that he deceives the whole world.
我们今天感觉到末了的时代啊，全世界人都在受迷惑。
We feel that in these end days, the entire world is deceived.
你看在世界中有宗教的迷惑，对吧？
We see in this world, there's a deception of religion.
哇，那些在宗教迷惑里面的人比信耶稣的人多得多了。
Those who have been deceived by various religions, they are more populous than Christians.
那么还有宗教、政治的迷惑。
There's also the deception of politics.
我不需要举例子，弟兄姊妹，你都能感觉到。
I do not need to give examples, brothers and sisters. You have a sense of this.
现在呢，还有军事上面的迷惑。
There's also the deception from the military.
所以很多时候现在打仗都打那个糊里糊涂的仗，不清楚的，不晓得在做什么的。
There's some wars that might not be fought with a clear purpose.
哎呀，每天都多少人丧命。
And every day there's many who lost their lives.
当然我们还有世上所谓的名和利啊，这些的迷惑。
Of course, there is also fame and power that deceives us.
所以魔鬼呀，手中最大的一个工具就是迷惑。
Therefore, we see that the greatest instrument of the devil is to deceive.
一旦被迷惑了
，once you're deceived，
那么你定规是会做错误的选择。
Then you'll certainly make wrong choices.
这个迷惑天下的魔鬼啊，
This devil that deceives the whole world.
一直要到启示录二十章。
Until Revelation chapter 20.
你看，启示录二十章第十节那里就很清楚讲到了。
Chapter 20, verse 4, it says clearly.
Verse 10,
it says clearly.
那讲到那个迷惑的那个魔鬼呢被扔在硫磺的火湖里。
It says that the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone.
这是他最后的结局。
This is his end.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道今天这个世界的结局还没有来到。
We know, brothers and sisters, the end of the world is not yet come.
所以主来之前。
Therefore, before the Lord returns,
魔鬼在地上还要继续的迷惑人。
The devil will continue to deceive people in this world.
所以主耶稣讲到末后的世代的时候。
Therefore, when the Lord Jesus spoke of the end days,
他就有很多的话在提醒我们。
He uses many words to remind us.
所以我们要很谨慎 抽屉今天新起来的许多的迷惑。
That we have to be very diligent against many deceptions of the evil one.
啊，马太福音十三章讲到钱财的迷惑，对吧？
Matthew chapter 13 speaks of the deception of money.
马太福音二十四章里面讲到人的迷惑。
Matthew chapter 24 speaks of being deceived by men.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你知道这个是很大的迷惑。
Brothers and sisters, you must know this is a great deception.
你看这个世界上，人类的历史中有人跟随这个人，跟随那个人，对不对？
You see in the history of man, there are people who follow this person or that person.
你看在教会历史上也是这样的。
We also see this in church history.
神的儿女们喜欢跟随人，跟随这个，跟随那个。
God's children likes to follow this person or that person.
所以呢，有的时候你跟随的错误。
So sometimes we'll follow the wrong person.
那么受亏损，是吧？
Then we'll suffer loss.
所以圣经告诉我们，你只能跟随主。
Therefore, the Bible says we can only follow the Lord.
主还讲到有。地上有假先知的迷惑。
The Lord also spoke that there will be false prophets to deceive.
这是一种宗教，是一种异端的迷惑。
This is a deception of religion, of heresy.
你读加拉太书的时候很清楚，保罗告诉我们。
When we read the book of Galatians, Paul tells us very clearly.
他说你们向来跑得好。
In the past, you have ran well.
谁迷惑了你们呢?
Who has bewitched you?
那么把你们引到错误的路上去了呢?
Lead you onto the wrong path.
因为我们知道那个时候呢，是犹太教的迷惑他们。
We know that back then they were deceived by Judaism.
圣经也告诉我们还有罪的迷惑。
The Bible also tells us of the deception of sin.
这个罪的迷惑有一个最明显的现象就是心地刚硬，心变得刚硬。
The one of the characteristics of being deceived by sin is that our hearts are hardened.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天生活在末后的时代。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, today we live in the end days.
仇敌的工作要比以往要来得更厉害。
The enemy's work to persecute us will be even stronger.
千万不要落在其迷惑的里面。
Certainly do not fall into his deception.
圣经的话在这一方面给我们的提醒是非常多的。
Bible has many words to remind us and warn us of this.
什么时候你落到这种迷惑的情况里?
When you have fallen into this deception,
你定规会做错误的选择。
Then you will make wrong choices.
所以在人类历史的初开端的时候
，Therefore, at the beginning of the history of man,
你看魔鬼就出来迷惑夏娃，迷惑亚当。
The devil came to deceive Eve and deceive Adam.
结果让他们做了一个错误的决定
，to cause them to choose the wrong choice.
那么这个后果是何等的严重啊！
Then the consequence is so great.
让整个受造之物都跟着堕落。
The entire creation fell with that decision.
所以弟兄姊妹们，圣经用这个，神用这个来警戒我们。
Brothers and sisters, therefore, the Bible and God use this to warn us.
不能落在仇敌的迷惑当中。
That we cannot fall into the deception of devil.
那我们来看仇敌是怎么迷惑这个夏娃的呢
？Now let us look at how the enemy deceives Eve.
这里有一个准确的原则，很重要的原则提醒我们。
Here is a very important principle to remind us.
就是你听神的话要听得非常的准确。
That is when we listen to God's words, we need to be very accurate.
你看神对亚当说。
We see God spoke to Adam.
那个分别善恶树的果子，你吃的日子是必定死。
God said that of the tree, the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, when you eat of it, you will surely die.
但是呢，到了夏娃的口中的时候呢
，But when it came to Eve's mouth.
她就有点变了，说免得死。
She said that lest you die.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道啊，是亚当没有讲清楚呢，还是夏娃没有听清楚。
We do not know if Adam didn't say this well to Eve, or perhaps Eve didn't hear it well from Adam.
所以你知道吗？这个就是整个教会历史中啊，这个讲道和听道的原则。
Therefore, we know that this is the principle of speaking and listening.
所以今天呢，你这个传话的人，你要传得清楚。
Therefore, today, the one who speaks needs to speak clearly.
而听话的人呢，像这个约翰告诉我们，需要慎思明辨。
And when we hear the words, just like John says, that we need to have understanding.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我这么多年呢，在主面前呢，这个主呼召我出来传道。
Brothers and sisters, for many years, God has called me to come out to preach.
我心中最怕的一件事情是什么呢
？What is that which I'm the most afraid of in my heart？
我没有把主的话讲清楚。
I didn't say God's words clearly。
没有把主的话讲得准确。
I didn't speak accurately。
我想弟兄姊妹，你读读教会历史，看看今天地上的众教会啊，这个讲道不准确了，这个讲道出问题的多得不得了。
If we look at church history, we see a lot of examples of preaching of some slight inaccuracies.
我们知道讲道不是口才的问题。
We know that speaking is not eloquence.
就传递负担，传递真理的。
But it is to transmit the burden and the truth.
所以呢如果你能够把主的话清清楚楚的传递出来
，Therefore, if you can clearly transmit God's words,
这是保罗讲的，你按正义分解主的道。
Then this is what Paul says that you look at God's word with righteousness.
要像以斯拉一样，把主的话能够清清楚楚的教导百姓。
Like Ezra, who could teach God's word to his people very clearly.
啊，这是传话的人非常需要注意的。
This is something that those who speak must pay attention.
也是责任，对吧？
This is a responsibility.
但是圣经告诉我们呢。
But the Bible tells us.
你听话，你要小心。
If you listen, you also need to pay attention.
你听话的人呢？你需要能够慎思明辨。
When you hear, you have to
就是分辨 discern.
You have to discern.
Yeah. 你需要知道这个话对不对。
You have to discern whether this word is right or wrong.
所以你现在就知道了，讲道不容易，听道也不容易啊。
Now you know that speaking is difficult, but listening is also difficult.
不是什么人讲什么话你就全部都信了，那不行的。
It's not that whoever speaks, you will believe that is not okay.
更糟糕是，人家是讲的是对的，我们是误解的。
Even worse is when someone says something right and we misunderstood.
所以你看见这个话亚当传的到了夏娃口里面就变了。
So we see that what Adam said when it came to Eve, it changed.
我们都知道今天在教会的侍奉里面
We know that in service in the church
这个讲道可以说是影响最大
We know that preaching is of affects very much
听道也是非常重要
But likewise listening is also very important
所以在这里当夏娃把主的话稍微的改变了一点点。
So here, when Eve changed God's word slightly,
仇敌接下去就马上就开始来迷惑他。
Then the enemy immediately used this as a way to deceive her.
我可以说不一定死啊，不一定死啊。
Then the serpent said, will not surely die.
啊，并且你吃了就有智慧。
And if you eat of it, you will have wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
今天我们要听主的话，要听得非常的准确。
Today, when we hear of the Lord's words, we need to hear it very accurately.
太重要了。
This is very important.
因为这个夏娃没有能够准确的抓住主的话。
Because Eve could not hold on to the Lord's word accurately.
所以他就中了仇敌的这个诡计了。
Then she fell into the scheme of the enemy.
所以呢，因此呢，她就吃了分别善恶树的果子。
Therefore, she ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
圣经呢，特别形容这棵树啊。
The Bible describes this tree.
这棵树呢，就是一个知识树。
This tree is a tree of knowledge.
那么我们知道在那里同时有两棵树，对吧
？We know that there's two trees there.
一个是知识，一个是生命。
One is knowledge and one is life.
因为夏娃受了迷惑，结果呢，他们没有选择生命，选择了知识。
Because Eve was deceived, they did not choose life, but they chose knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，你看呢，我们的神是多么的智慧。
Lord, we see that our God is so full of wisdom.
从圣经的一开头，神就知道，这个人很容易偏向这个知识。
From the beginning, the Lord knows that man would likely go towards knowledge.
其实神是给人机会的，生命树就在那里。
In fact, God gave man opportunity. The tree of life is right there.
弟兄姊妹，我们要很小心啊
！Brothers and sisters, we must take heed.
在座的有很多都是受高等教育的人。
Here, there are many people who have gone through higher education.
我们都是很喜欢这个知识。
We all love knowledge.
啊，这个，我们喜欢读书，喜欢知道各样的知识。
We like to read, we like to know many things.
这个知识的欲望在我们的里面。
We have that desire for knowledge from within us.
对，知识非常容易吸引人。
Knowledge is very easy to draw people's attention.
所以你看圣经的描述很有意思啊。
So we see that the description of the Bible is very interesting.
第一个好做食物。
It is good for food.
Yeah, 这个你很容易就吸收了。
It's very easy for you to absorb it.
然后呢，悦人的眼目。
And it is pleasant to the eyes.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，这个一看你就受吸引。
Brothers and sisters, if you even look at it, you will be drawn to it.
然后呢，还能叫人得智慧。
And it's desirable to make one wise.
我想我不需要多讲啊，关于知识这些方面对我们的这个吸引力，那实在是太大了。
I think I do not need to explain even more because the draw of knowledge is so great for us.
但是呢，很奇妙啊。
But very interestingly,
你看那个生命树啊。
We see the tree of life.
神呢，好像造出来说，恐怕不是那么好看。
Perhaps it is not as pleasant to the eyes.
所以主耶稣到地上来啊。
So when our Lord Jesus came to this earth,
他没有加行美容的。
He did not have a form of majesty.
先知以赛亚说啊。
The prophet Isaiah said,
他说。连我们看见他也不羡慕他。
Even when we see him, we do not desire him.
这个对很多基督徒来讲是很真实的。
This is very real for a lot of Christians.
我们喜欢知识，不喜欢生命。
We like knowledge, we do not like life.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这是神给人的一个考验。
This is a testing that God has given man.
我们都知道，主耶稣虽然没有吸引人的外表。
We know that even though the Lord Jesus did not have an outward appearance that
draws,
but he has a hidden beauty within.
隐藏的丰富。
He has a hidden bountifulness.
所以保罗眼睛得开的时候，
therefore, when Paul's eyes were opened,
哇，他现在才知道耶稣基督是多么的宝贵。
Then he sees how Jesus Christ is so precious.
他以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
That he considers that knowing Christ as the utmost treasure.
所以今天我们需要主开我们的眼睛。
Therefore, today we need our Lord to open our eyes.
不然的话呢，我们人就是很容易偏向知识的一面。
Otherwise, it would be easy for us to get drawn by knowledge.
我们知道教会历史就告诉我们了。
We know from reading church history,
什么时候神的儿女一偏向知识这一面的时候，
Whenever God's children goes towards knowledge,
教会的光景就下坠，
Then the condition of the church will fall,
甚至到最后变得分裂。
Even at the point where there could be separation,
我们知道这个弟兄运动就是这样。
We know that the brethren movement was like this.
到后期说，他们从生命转向知识，分裂了再分裂啊。
Towards the end, because they went from life to knowledge, that they had to keep separating.
圣经告诉我们说呢，这个知识树的果子一吃啊，人的眼目就明亮。
The Bible tells us that when we eat of the fruit, the knowledge of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then our eyes will be opened.
请我们记得这个眼睛的明亮是肉体的眼睛明亮。
But we must know that this eyes being opened is their fleshly eyes.
我们这个肉体的眼睛一明亮啊，下面的难处什么呢？就落到是是非非里面去了。
The difficulty of the eyes of the flesh being open is that now we don't know right from wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是很可怕的事情。
Therefore, this is a very dangerous situation, brothers.
我们看一个基督徒刚蒙恩得救主，很单纯，跟从主，跟从生命。
When we see brothers and sisters first believe the Lord, they're very pure and they follow the Lord's life.
过了一阵子，吃了分别善恶树的果子了。
After a while, they eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
哇，在教会里面就看见是是非非，这个那个就来了。
Then we see various different opinions in the church.
所以这是圣经的最开头时候就给我们很大的警戒啊。
Therefore, this is a very big exhortation and warning at the beginning of the Bible.
基督徒正确的选择，那是选择生命。
Christians, to choose correctly, we must choose life.
你就选择生命，你才会有所谓的实际。
Only by choosing life, we would have that reality.
所以求主让我们能够避开这个知识的迷惑。
So therefore, may the Lord help us to be not deceived by knowledge.
事实上啊，你如果在基督里啊，不是没有知识，有真知识。
In actuality, if we're in Christ, it's not that we do not have knowledge, but we will have that true knowledge.
保罗曾经讲过一个真知识。
Paul has spoken of that true knowledge.
保罗也讲神所有的智慧知识都隐藏在基督里。
And Paul has said that all his wisdom and knowledge has been hidden in Christ.
所以愿我们还有不多的年日要选择生命，跟从生命。
As we still have limited time, may we choose life to follow the Lord's life.
不要被仇敌迷惑。
Do not be deceived by the enemy.
那么还有一个迷惑啊。
There's one more deception.
就天然情感的迷惑。
That is the deception of the natural emotion.
我们知道这个亚当啊，他是直接听见神的话，神说吃的日子必定死的。
We know that Adam heard God's word directly. He says, when you eat of it, you will die.
亚当知道那个树的果子不能吃的。
He knows that he cannot eat of that fruit.
但是为什么他吃了呢？
But why did he eat of it?
是因为夏娃给了他。
Because it was given to him from Eve.
他实在是爱夏娃。
He loves Eve.
弟兄姊妹们，他明知是错误的，他还是吃了。
Brothers and sisters, he knew that this was wrong, but he still ate of it.
这个是天然情感的作用。
This is a natural emotion that deceived him.
你知道在基督徒的生活里面
，You know, in the life of a Christian,
这个天然的情感的这个影响是非常厉害的。
Our natural emotion affects us very much.
有时候你明明知道是错的。
Sometimes we know clearly that it is wrong.
但是你胜不过情感。
But you cannot triumph over that emotion.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
在初期的这个历史当中。
At the beginning of this history.
神借着这个亚当夏娃。已经给了我们很重要的提醒。
God used the story of Adam and Eve to give us a very important reminder.
这个因为仇敌的迷惑
because of the deception of the enemy.
所以亚当夏娃在关键的时候做了错误的反应。
Adam and Eve, at a critical moment, their response is incorrect.
那么他们做了错误的选择
，and they made the wrong decision，
造成了非常大的一个损失
，and this caused very great loss。
结果怎样呢
？What happened then？
这个迷惑的失败的结果是什么呢
？What is the consequence of being deceived and failing？
神就把他们赶出伊甸园。
God drove them out of the Garden of Eden.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这个说明什么呢
What does this explain?
他们离开神的面
They are away from God's presence.
本来伊甸园是快乐的园子，对不对
The Garden of Eden is a garden of joy.
结果呢，一下子间就落到了这个劳苦愁烦里面去了。
But in a moment, they fell into toil and troubles.
所以呢，这是一个非常重要的一个警戒。
Therefore, this is a very important warning.
在我们一生的年日里面，很多时候会出现这个关键的时候。
In our lives, there will often be moments where it's a critical moment.
神用这个简单的故事在提醒我们。
God used this simple story to remind us.
那么我们看见啊，不仅亚当夏娃的这个例子非常的明显。
We see that not only Adam and Eve's story is example is very clear.
那么我们现在呢，要来看一下这个亚伯和该隐的故事。
Now let us look at the story of Abel and Cain.
这个故事呢也是非常简单。
The story is also very simple.
但是呢对我们来讲也是非常重要的一个提醒。
But for us, this is also a very great reminder.
在这里啊我想 我们这个先来读一处圣经啊希伯来书。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews.
这个第十一章第四节
Chapter 11 verse 4
这里说亚伯因的信献祭与神比该隐所献的更美因此便得了称义的见证就是神指他的礼物做的见证 他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks.
那么亚伯和该隐给我们什么样的一个警戒呢？
From Abel and Cain, what warning do we have?
在创世纪第四章那里啊。
In Genesis chapter 4.
这里说的很清楚。
Here it speaks very clearly.
他这里讲说呢，在第二节里说呢，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。
In verse 2 it says that Abel was a keeper of sheep, that Cain was a tiller of the ground.
我想这个话我们读一遍我们就记住了，对吧？
I believe if we read this but once we will remember.
这里说亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。
Abel was a keeper of sheep, Cain was a tiller of the ground.
你们记得吗？前面弟兄们有一句很宝贵的话。
You remember, brothers have this very precious word.
神注重我们所事的，过于我们所做的。
God, cares more of what we are than what we do.
所以这里说亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。
Here it says Abel is a keeper of sheep, and Cain is a tiller of the ground.
意思说神不在乎你做什么。
In other words, God doesn't care about what you do.
神在乎你是什么。
God cares about what you are.
啊，这个是今天呢，我们在主面前呢，需要特别注意的啊。
We need to pay very much attention before the Lord today.
因为我们呢，大部分都喜欢注意人所做的。
Because often we care about what people have done.
因为这个是在先祖的时代。
Because this is in the time before the flood.
好像从字面上看起来是讲到亚伯的事业和该隐的事业是不一样。
From the text, it seems that it's saying that Cain and Abel have different occupations.
但是事实上呢，神在这里提醒我们呢，你看那个话讲得很清楚，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。
But here, the Lord's word is very clear that Abel is a keeper of sheep and Cain is a tiller of the ground.
虽然有时候我们读圣经，我们知道那个地方的事是一个过去式。这个 was 不是 is、
Of course, when we read the Bible, we see the tense, the is written as was in the past.
那么这个 was 更是说呢，就确定它是这个、
And was speak of that this is assured.
所以今天神在我们身上还没有做最后的一个确定。
Today in our lives, God has not had the final confirmation yet.
我们还有改变的机会。
We still have the opportunity to change.
请我们在这里能够清楚地明白神注重我们所事的过于我们所做的。
May we truly be clear on this, that God cares more of what we are than what we do.
当我们提到这个事的时候、
When we speak of this word is,
我们知道神很注重这个。
We know that God cares about this very much.
你们记得在出埃及记第三章啊。
We remember in Exodus chapter 3.
那么神打发摩西去埃及，要把以色列人带出来。
God sent Moses back to Egypt to bring the Israelites out.
那摩西就问神说啊，你叫什么名字呢？
Moses asked Lord, what is your name?
啊，那么。神就启示他自己的名字。
Then the Lord reveals what is his name.
所以那个希伯来的原文很特别。I am that I am.
In Hebrew, it is very remarkable. It says, I am that I am.
那就说我是那我是的。你重复一次啊。
That is to say, I am who I am. It's repeated.
那么神就讲说呢，我是。
So God said, I am.
所以在希伯来书十一章里面也讲到了。
So in Hebrews chapter 11, it speaks of this.
你到神面前来的人必须信他是。
That if we come before him, we need to believe that he is.
多特别的。
How remarkable.
神其实他自己是是。
God reveals that he himself is.
我想稍微做一点简单的解释啊。
I will explain this simply.
这个是呢，有这个意思，就是说它表里一致，外面里面都一样。
This word is speaks of that the outward and the inward is the same.
神是实实在在。
God is true.
那么我们用一个例子再说明一下。
Let us use an example.
假如说你手中有一块纯金啊。
Suppose that you have a piece of pure gold in your hands.
啊，那么你用这个东西打造成任何的东西，它都是纯金啊。
If you use this and mold it to anything else, it will still be of pure gold.
像在旧约会幕里面，那个金金的灯台是一块金子打出来纯金。
For example, in the Old Testament, for the golden lampstand, it is hammered out of a single piece of pure gold.
所以圣经里面讲到。神是实实在在。
Therefore, the Bible speaks of that God is true in his nature.
只有这个是才有永远的价值。
And only there, it's because of this that has eternal value.
所以我们中文呢把它翻成自有永有。
Therefore, in Chinese, it is translated as I'm self-existing.
那么今天呢，神要把他这个事啊放在人的里面。
Today God will put who He is in man.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的一个非常大的恩典和重要的工作。
This is a big work that an important work that God is doing.
所以在哥林多书信里面讲到。
So in the Corinthian letters, it speaks.
神的应许不管有多少
，no matter how many promises God has,
在基督里面都是是的。
In Christ, it is only amen.
都是阿门。对这个啊
，it is yes.
所以你现在知道我们祷告说阿门是什么意思吗
？So you know what when we pray amen, what it means.
阿门的意思就是说是的。
Amen means yes.
更好的意思就是说，你是是的，我不是。Yeah.
The better to say you are and I'm not.
所以基督徒祷告说，要大声的说 Amen.
So when we pray, we will loudly proclaim Amen.
只有你是，我不是。这样。
You are and I'm not.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
感谢神。今天神要做一个工具，说把他的事做到人的里面。
Today God will do a work that to put who He is into man.
你看，在加拉太书第三章十一节里面的话说
，In Galatians chapter 3 verse 11 it says,
他说唯有基督是一切又在一切之内，是吧
？Only Christ is all and is in all.
他 is all and in all. 就是神要把基督坐在我们坐在教会里，只有他是。
Christ is all and is in all, that he will do this in the church that only Christ is.
但是神的启示不仅停在这里。
But God's revelation did not stop here.
在哥林多前书第十五章，在哥林多前书，好，我看一下啊，在哥林多前书。
In First Corinthians,
这节圣经很重要。
This is a very important verse.
林前十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
这节圣经呢，平常我不太注意的。
We do not pay attention to this verse very often.
那我请弟兄姊妹们在这里啊，那个。看一下啊，林前
First Corinthians
这里有一句非常重要的话。
Here's a very important word.
也是关乎末后时代中间的神的主的工作啊。
And it concerns the work of God in the end days.
那么就是最后呢，当我们的主耶稣在地上得国的时候。
When our Lord receives his kingdom.
在二十八节那里啊。
In verse 28.
那时候讲到连主也伏在父的权下。
That he will be subject, then the son himself will also be subject to him.
这二十八节的后面那一句啊。
At the end of verse 28.
叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
That God may be all in all.
Yeah, 你看英文就很清楚啊。May God be all and in all.
In English, it is very clear. May God be all and in all.
你看你把这些圣经摆在一起就很清楚了。
If we put all these verses together, it's very clear.
首先是基督在教会里面是一切又在一切之内。
First is Christ in church is all and in all.
然后最后呢，是达到什么呢？在整个宇宙里面，神是一切，又在一切之内。
And at the end, what would happen is God will be all and in all.
所以这是一个终极神终极的一个目的。
This is a purpose at the very end.
所以今天呢，神是要把他的事做在我们的里面。
Therefore, today God will.Put what work on what he is in us.
所以在先祖的时代
So in the time of the antediluvians,
那么神借着亚伯和该隐，那么说明这件事情。
God used Cain and Abel to explain this matter.
所以他说亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。
Here it says Abel is a keeper of sheep, and Cain is a tiller of land.
所以这里就给我们指示了一个追求的一个方向啊。
This gives us a direction for pursuit.
亚伯做了一个对的选择。
Abel made a right choice.
而该隐呢，却做了一个错误的选择。
But Cain made an incorrect choice.
我们知道该隐是种地的。
We know that Cain is a tiller of the ground.
你在读亚当夏娃堕落的故事里面
When you read the story of Adam and Eve's fall,
你看见地已经被咒诅了，地是受咒诅。
We see that the land is already cursed.
而该隐选择了在这个被咒诅的地上，那么他去经营他所有的一切。
And Cain chose to conduct business on that cursed land.
我们想这个该隐的用心可能是好的。
Perhaps Cain's motivation is right.
但是他所做的不符合神的心意。
But what he does not fit God's heart.
他的整个生活的重心是以地为中心的。
His entire life is centered around this ground.
这就告诉我们，今天我们很多时候，神的儿女们以属地的事情为中心。这是一个错误的选择。
We see that today many Christians our lives are centered on earthly things, and that is a wrong.
我们所有的精神力量都放在这个地上事物上。
And all our energy and time are poured out on these earthly matters.
那么，到最后神要他们献上的时候
，Then at the end when God asks them to offer,
这是一个考验的时候来到了。
The time of testing is come.
弟兄姊妹们，他们把他们最终的结果放在神的跟前。
Brothers and sisters, they place their final product before.
结果是什么呢
？And what is the consequence?
亚伯的事，神能够接纳。
Abel, God can accept Abel.
那么，该隐的事，神是看都不看。
what Abel has done, God can accept, and what Cain has done, God cannot even look at.
这不仅包括属地上的事物,
These are not just matters on this earthly thing. Even for spiritual matters, this is the same.
神注重我们所事的过于我们所做的。
God cares more of what we are than what we do.
我想圣经中有些例子可以说明一下。
In the Bible, there are some examples we can use.
在新约时代中,
In the New Testament time,
我想论到恩赐,论到能力的话,恐怕没有人大过彼得的。
If we think of gifts and power, there's no one more than Peter.
我指的是做神的工了。
In terms of doing God's work.
大家都知道,他在开教会历史开头的时候,他传福音3000人,5000人得救啊。
We know that when at the beginning of church history, when he preached the gospel, 3,000, 5,000 people got saved.
那个福音的能力是多么的大。
That power of the gospel is so strong.
但是彼得在晚年的时候,
But in the end days of Peter,
他知道这些不是他的, 这是神, 是神加在他身上的。
He knows that these are not his, but what God has placed upon him.
所以他写彼得前书的时候,
So when he wrote 1 Peter,
他才告诉我们,魂的救恩是最重要的。He
tells us that the salvation of the soul is the most important.
魂是什么? 魂就是我们所事的。What
is the soul? It is who we are.
我们需要弃绝我们的自己,让基督的生命性格来代替。We
have to lay down ourselves and let his life and character to replace us.
这些才是最重要的。
That is the most important.
神给的恩赐的能力呢,是外面的东西。
What God has given us, the power and gifts, those are outward things.
对,彼得的眼睛得开。
Peter's eyes were opened.
他从来不用他的工作作为夸耀,对不对?
He would not use his works to boast.
你看今天在基督教里面,很多人用工作做夸耀。
Today in Christendom, a lot of people use work as boasting.
其实呢,弟兄姊妹们,你用全本圣经来看的话呢,
In fact, brothers and sisters, if we look at the entire Bible,
彼得的恩赐虽然大,
even though Peter's gifts are great,
但是他赶不过约拿呢,
but he is incomparable to Jonah.
我最近读约拿的故事啊,
When I read the story of Jonah,
哎呀,真的是非常受感动的。
I'm very moved.
我们知道约拿的个性是很糟糕的,对不对?
We know that Jonah's character is very terrible.
神借着约拿书告诉我们,他如何得着这么一个人。
And God used the book of Jonah to show us how he can obtain even someone.
你看约拿的经历啊,那个是没有人能经历的。
Jonah's experience no one else could experience.
他在那个大鱼肚子里面住了3天3夜。
He lived in the belly of the great fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
这个人类历史中有谁这么能够到大鱼肚子里面过3天3夜的呢?
In the history of man, who has that experience?
他这个是一个非常奇特的经历,对吧?
He has a very special experience.
你要夸奖这个奇特经历,没有人的经历能够大过这个约拿的。
If we're comparing special experiences, nothing can compare to the experience of Jonah.
神叫他到尼尼微去传福音。
God asked him to go preach the gospel in Nineveh.
他不愿意去的。
He doesn't want to go.
那么呢? 勉强最后去了。And
in the end, he was forced to go.
当他从大鱼肚子里出来的时候,
When he came out from the belly of the big fish,
他也不晓得谁用他有这么大的能力。
He doesn't know who gave him this great power.
这个尼尼微啊,走3天的路程。
Nineveh is 3 days journey away.
结果他只走了1天的路程。
But he got there in 1 day.
他的福音内容也很简单。
And the content of his gospel messages is very
simple.
He just says this one thing, in 40 days, Nineveh will fall.
只不过喊了一天,
and he just cried out for 1 day.
结果全城的人都悔改啊。
Then the entire every people in the entire city repented.
从坐宝座的到普通老百姓全部悔改。
From the one who sits on the throne to all the people, common people, all of them repented.
那最后一章里面告诉我们说，那个城里面呢，这个不能分辨左右手的人就有十二万人。
And at the very end, it says that those who cannot tell their right hand from the left hand are 120,000.
我们知道那指的婴孩说的，对吧？
And that speaks of children.
光婴孩就有十二万。
Even children, there's 120,000.
所以有读经的人说呢，从这样的一个估计啊，那个大城里面大概有600,000人。
So then the people who study the Bible will estimate based on that figure that there's probably six million people in there.
600,000 people. 那么这个约拿呢只不过是走了一天路只喊了这么一句话全城人都悔改600,000人悔改啊。
And he just walked one day's journey and cried out for one day and then 6 million people repented.
哇，这个能力比那比这个彼得大的多了，对不对啊？
This power is much greater than the one with Peter.
但是约拿书告诉我们
，But the book of Jonah tells us，
神所注重的不是那个工作。
God does not pay attention to that work.
神的工作，神所注意的是约拿这个人。
But what God pays attention to is the man Jonah.
所以弟兄姊妹，感谢神。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
也许你我根本没有这么大的一个恩赐，对不对
？Perhaps we do not have such a great gift.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们只要注重我们所是的。
But if we pay attention to who we are,
让基督成为我们所是的。
Let Christ become who we are.
主把他的生命给我们
The Lord has given us his life.
就等于把他的自己给了我们
It is as if he has given us himself.
所以在时间中最有意义的一件事
Therefore, in time, what is the most meaning?
就叫基督的事在我们身上不断的增加
That what Christ is will continue to increase in our lives.
那么你在时间中就做对的事情。
Then we are doing the right things in time.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
神在这个初期的教会里面呢。
God in the early church.
已经给了我们有很清楚的图画。
Has already given us a very clear picture.
借这些先祖们简单的故事，说明神在我们身上的心意。
And through these very simple stories of these antediluvians, that we would see his principle.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们已经讲了，主来的日子非常的迫近。
We have already said, brothers and sisters, that God, the Lord's return is nigh.
我们的机会并不多。
We do not have a lot of opportunities left.
时间非常的紧凑。
Time is very imminent.
在这个时候，我们应该做什么样的情况是对的？
During this time, what should we do that is right?
而避开那些不必要的错误。
And to avoid those unnecessary wrong things.
主的话已经非常的清楚。
The Lord's word is very clear.
所以求主施恩施怜悯
May the Lord have mercy and grace
保守我们
To keep us
在这段时间中让我们真正能得着主所要我们得着的
That in time that we would lay hold of what God wants us to lay hold of
所以亚当夏娃告诉我们
Adam and Eve tells us
在关键的时候
At a critical moment
不要做错误的选择
Do not make the wrong decision.
千万不要落在仇敌的迷惑里面。
Do not fall into the deception of the enemy.
好好的跟随主。
To follow the Lord.
把主摆在我们的眼前。
To put the Lord before our eyes.
绝不容许主之外的事物影响我们。
Do not let things beside the Lord affect us.
今天这个末后的时代,
at these end days,
是仇敌在地上做工最厉害的时代。
It's an age where the enemy's work on this world is the greatest.
这个大迷惑的时代。
It is a time of great deception.
但愿主叫我们不失脚。
May the Lord cause us to not stumble.
那么亚伯跟该隐的故事提醒我们。
And the story of Abel and Cain reminds us.
我们是牧羊的。
We are shepherds.
我们不是耕地的。
We are not tillers of the ground.
这个地已经是被咒诅的。
The ground has been cursed.
我们不要把我们所有的希望，把我们所有一切都摆在这个地上。
We should not put all our hopes on this earth.
当然，你有书要读，你有工作要做，你有生活需要。
Of course, you have to study, you have to work, you have necessities of life.
这些好像是不可避免的，对不对？
These seems to be necessary.
但是你却要明明白白知道你心中最重要的是什么。
But you must know clearly in your heart what is the most important.
弟兄姊妹，这些外面的东西神会加给我们的。
These other things God will add to us.
但愿我们不被这些外面的事物那么所蒙蔽。
May we not be encumbered by these outward things.
让基督的事在我们里面。
That who Christ is will be in us.
这是神终极的心意。
This is the end of God's purpose.
所以我们求主让我们在短暂的年日里面
We ask the Lord in our limited years
像施洗约翰所讲的一样
Like John the Baptist says
他必增加我必减少
He increase and I decrease.
那么你就做了最对的事情。
Then we would have done the most correct thing.
也是做了最有意义的一件事情。
And we'll have done the most meaningful thing.
所以在这个最后的这段时间里面
So in these last days,
我愿意借着主的话和弟兄姊妹彼此的劝勉。
We would use the Lord's word to have encouragement.
我们希望天国降临的时候
We hope that when the kingdom comes,
我们都能够欢欢喜喜、丰丰富富进神的国
That we can enter rejoicing and with bountifulness.
好，我们低头在地祷告
Let's bow with a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our heart.
你实在是爱我们。
You truly love us.
你不仅把你的生命赐给了我们。
Not only did you give us your life.
你也希望我们在这个生命中能得到更丰盛。
But you desire that we may gain life more abundantly.
你知道我们今天在时间中间。
You know that we are in time.
我们周遭许多的事物。会影响我们。
And we are affected by many circumstances.
所以你把你的话简单的、清楚的摆在我们的面前。
So you put your words very simply before our presence.
主啊，我们求你保守我们。
We ask you to keep us.
在这一段时间当中。
That in these days.
不沉睡。
That we would not slumber.
我们灵里面的光景是清醒的
，that our spiritual condition will be awake，
好叫我们听你的话，活在你的面前
，that we may hear your words and live before your presence。
主啊，愿你用你全能的手握住我们
，may you hold on to us with your almighty hands。
我们也求你继续对我们说话
，and we ask that you will continue to speak to us。
感谢你。没有离开我们。
Thank you for not forsaking us.
感谢你丰富的同在。
Thank you for your abundant presence.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
It is in Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.